Māori and Ko Kākau. For Māori, the Ngāhere, forest is a taonga and birds were valued for food and korowai, cloaks. Bird behaviour was used to predict the weather and the future. Ngāhere, the forest. For Māori, the Ngāhere and all that lives within it is a taonga, treasure. Man and plants have a common origin. Māori saw plants as having senior status. Tāne created them before mankind, and they were therefore respected as older relatives. They are the link between man and sacred ancestors, Papatūānuku and Ranganui. Before the arrival of European, Māori had whakapapa names and uses for many trees, plants, and animals. Tia kina ngā manu ka ora te Ngāhere, look after the birds and the forest flourishes. Ka ora te Ngāhere, ka ora ngā manu. If the forest flourishes, the birds flourish. All Ngāhere contain special forest taonga. Taonga tuku iho. Traditionally, Ngāhere were used for many things and represented the Māori supermarket, the spiritual domain, the schoolhouse, the medicine cabinet. Birds were important in traditional Māori life. They were used for food, and people wore their feathers. Birds' behaviour was used to predict the weather or the future. Ko Kākau are named after their beautiful song. Ko Kākau were considered sacred by many Māori, so were not often eaten. Ko Kākau were attracted with pehe, a call leaf used for imitating bird calls to attract them. When King Tawhiao ended the land wars conflict in the 1880s, by marching into Pirongia township with his warriors and laying down arms to declare peace, he also laid down four birds, one of which was a ko kākau. People were often compared to birds in Māori proverbs. Ko kākau were regarded as fleet of foot. Hoki e kona e kore a mau, e a koe te ko kākau e whare atua. You can turn back, for you will never catch the crow of whare atua. Regional Māori names for ko kākau included Hōkākau, honga, honge, onga, onge, pākara, weriweri. In Māori myth, the ko kākau filled its bottles with water and brought it to Maui as he fought the sun. Maui rewarded the bird by making its legs long and slender, enabling it to bound through the forest with ease. Today, many iwi and hapū are working together with community groups to restore ko kākau habitat, control predators, and bring ko kākau back to areas where they used to flourish. Can you find out more about how Māori valued and used the Ngāhere?